Hi, I'm Ben Rizzuto, wealth strategist at Janus Henderson Investors. For 90 years, we've worked to help clients achieve superior financial outcomes and fulfill our purpose of investing in a brighter future together. To learn more, go to janushenderson.com.
Here's your money briefing for Wednesday, December 1st. I'm J.R. Whalen for the Wall Street Journal. Take a peek at your credit card rewards or your frequent flyer account. A lot of miles building up? You may look at them and think, when am I ever going to use those? But have you thought about giving them to someone as a holiday gift?
This year, with all the supply chain snags, this is one gift that's impervious to those. You won't have to worry about the shipment arriving in time.
That's reporter Allison Poley. She covers the travel industry for the WSJ. Coming up, we'll talk with her about how to award your airline miles and credit card points to someone else and some helpful hints to avoid fees. That's after the break.
The Claude 3 model family from Anthropic is your one-stop shop for enterprise AI. With models at every point on the price-performance curve, you no longer have to make trade-offs between intelligence, speed, and cost. Claude 3 Opus sets new industry benchmarks for intelligence. Sonnet strikes the perfect balance between skills and speed. And Haiku is the fastest and lowest-cost model on the market, perfectly designed for high-volume, high-speed use cases. Join the thousands of enterprises who trust Anthropic to keep them at the frontier. Visit anthropic.com/Claude today.
Between all the shipping delays, low inventory in stores, and just having friends and family on your holiday list that are impossible to shop for, gift giving this year is harder than ever. But some people may have overlooked a present that's supply chain proof. Frequent flyer miles or points. It could be the perfect gift, but there are important things to know before you go surprising someone with an unexpected plane ticket. WSJ travel reporter Allison Poley has been looking into this, and she joins us with some tips. Allison, thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
So, you know, Allison, for a lot of people, it's been a while since they took a flight. They probably have lost count of how many miles they've actually racked up.
That's correct. Even people who have begun traveling again in recent months might not have been traveling as much as they were before the pandemic, meaning that they might have miles left over that they haven't used, as well as points from travel credit cards that can be redeemed for airline trips as well.
Do people have to worry about miles in their account expiring?
No. Even if people haven't been traveling for a while and they've been racking up a lot of miles, most miles do not expire, so they don't need to worry about an expiration date.
So how common is giving miles or points as gifts, and do people actually like receiving these?
It means that someone doesn't have to pay for a flight, which can be a big cost sometimes, so that can be a great surprise. Also, this year, with all the supply chain snags, this is one gift that's impervious to those. You won't have to worry about the shipment arriving in time. There was a survey that came out from market research firm Destination Analysts, and they found that nearly two-thirds of American travelers said they would feel either happy or very happy to receive a travel-related gift this holiday season, and that was up from 47% last year in 2020.
Okay, so at least it sounds like the gift would be appreciated. So let's talk about how this works. When you transfer miles or points to someone, where exactly do you transfer them to?
So you would be transferring them into the other person's airline loyalty account. So airlines do have the option to transfer points to someone else, but it usually involves pretty hefty fees. Another way to do this is if you have a travel credit card, they have programs that allow you to use points for a variety of different airline partners. So in this case, you would move your points from your travel credit card portal over to the airline loyalty program.
Are miles and points treated differently when giving them to someone? You know, is there an ease of use difference when receiving points or miles?
Yes. So it's often not very easy to transfer credit card points to someone else. Usually you have to share an address with this person, or they have to be an authorized user on your credit card. What's a lot easier is for the gift giver to transfer their credit card points into an airline miles account and then use those miles as the gift.
Now, a minute ago, you mentioned fees. How do those work, and is there any way of avoiding them?
Airlines present an option where you can transfer miles from your own loyalty program account to someone else's loyalty program account. But to do so, there are fees associated. So say I wanted to transfer 5,000 miles to someone else. I'd have to pay to transfer the miles, and then I'd also have to pay a processing fee. So airlines charge per the number of miles transferred, and then they charge a transaction fee to transfer the miles to someone else. Instead, you can avoid those transfer fees and the processing fee by just booking a ticket directly in someone else's name. So you would use your own miles, but instead of booking the ticket for yourself, you would book it for someone else. And that could still be subject to the carrier fees and taxes that come from booking a ticket with miles, but you would avoid the transfer and processing fees that you would incur if you moved the miles to someone else's account.
Now, what if the person on the receiving end doesn't have a flight in mind at this point?
That's okay. Instead, you can gift them the idea of the flight or make them something that says, hey, I want to get you a flight, and then work with them to nail down an itinerary and dates.
You know, it seems like there's a lot of planning involved here, but would that take away from the element of surprise for the recipient?
It could. Sometimes people, you know, give lists to family members and say, this is what I want. And so they're not always a huge surprise with every gift. But in this case, the element of surprise could be that they don't have to pay for the flight, which would be much appreciated in some circumstances. Or maybe you know that a family member has always dreamed about going to Hawaii or to a certain destination in Europe. So you tell them, hey, I'm going to give you the miles to get you there.
Okay, now another factor is that an award ticket doesn't always mean you'll get a great seat, right? So can you explain how redemption rates are different across airlines and types of flights?
Airlines use dynamic pricing, which means that the price you see is based on a number of factors. It could be based on market demand, how many people are looking for the flight. So a lot of times when you book in advance, economy tickets for domestic flights within the US are pretty cheap in terms of the cash value, but they'll cost a lot of award points. So experts say you're more likely to get a great value for your points if you book an international ticket, especially if you're traveling business or first class.
You know, Allison, one variable in all of this is how the Omicron COVID-19 variant is beginning to affect air travel. How does that change the equation here for either the gift giver or the recipient?
Yeah, we don't know a lot about the variant yet and what effect it'll have on travel, especially international. So some people might be wary about booking flights. The good thing is, for tickets booked with miles, they can be more flexible than tickets booked with cash. So if you cancel a ticket booked with cash, you'll usually get a travel voucher and it'll have an expiration date saying, you know, you need to use the amount of money that you paid by a certain date. But if you cancel a ticket booked with miles, they'll be redeposited into your account and miles generally don't expire. So you'll need to look into each airline's policy for specifics on this. But if you book this way, you can plan the trip for another time or use a big chunk of miles to make multiple different shorter trips.
All right, that's Wall Street Journal reporter Allison Poley. Allison, it's been great having you with us.
Thanks so much for having me.
And that's your Money Briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen for the Wall Street Journal.
What do the most successful growing businesses have in common? They're working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.